بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من خير أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته. In the munajat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or munajat Sha'baniyah, to say, "Oh my God, I'm standing before you. Either you send me to the hell, to the fire, or you send me to the paradise. Either you punish me, or you reward me. I will not leave you. I want to stand here. Even if you send me to the hell, to the fire, I will not forget you. I will not leave your door. If you send me to the paradise, I will not forget you. I will not leave your door. Whatever you do to me, I will be with you. I will not forget you. I will not leave your door." And you're asking or you get. According to this phrase and other phrases such, this concept, and also some verses of Holy Quran, similar to this concept, there is misunderstanding between some scholars concerning the Allah's act. So before I raising their question and their concept, let me to recite some verses of Holy Quran about this concept, and after that we analyze to find out this concept which some Ash'a'ira are saying, is it correct or not. They say, maybe Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Day of Judgment will send us to the hell. We don't know. You are a pious man. You are a Zahid. You are a worshipper, Abid. You are a good man. But maybe Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, He will send you in the hell, in the fire. And there is another man who is very bad, like Shamr ibn Zaljushan, like Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Such people, maybe Allah will reward them. Allah will send them to the paradise. They say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will do whatever He wishes. Now this is their concept. We can't say sending the good people to the paradise is good or bad. So we can't understand it. Or sending bad people to the paradise is good or bad. We can't understand it. But we must wait up to the action or act of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will find out whatever Allah does, this is good. For instance, if you ask me, sending Yazid ibn Muawiyah to paradise, is it good or bad? They say, no, we don't know, is good or bad. But we must wait to find out what Allah will do. If Allah send him to the paradise, we will find out it's good. If Allah send him to the well, we will find out sending him to the paradise is not good. So they have their argument. They have their evidence. So now we wanted to raise this question and also recite some verses of Holy Quran concerning this concept to find out when we say, oh my God, if you send me to the hell, if you send me to the fire, if you punish me, we don't want to say that maybe Allah will punish us. Although we are good people, although we are followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam. No. We don't follow that concept. There are three types of verses of Holy Quran. They bring it as evidence, as argument for proving their concept. First of all, they say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is powerful. And there are a lot of verses of Holy Quran concerning this idea, concerning this concept actually. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in many verses says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Absolutely! Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has power over all things. Has power to send you to heaven, to send you to paradise, to send Shemr to paradise, to send Shemr to hell, to fire. Allah has power over everything. In also the same in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, Allah said, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسَحَ نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. For any words that we abrogate or remove from memorize, we bring another which is better than it or similar to it. After that, Allah Ta'ala say, do you not know that Allah has power over all things? So they say Allah has power over everything. He can do whatever He wants to do. So, now there is a question. Yes. Allah has power to do everything. But Allah will do bad things or not? Allah can do some bad action. But He will do or not? If you see, no, He can't do. This means that you limit the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And is it possible to say that the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is limited? No. Nobody can say the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is limited. They say, so Allah can perform the bad thing. But you think it's bad. But exactly it's not bad. Now they say, look at these verses of Holy Quran which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, He will do whatever He wants to do. We can't put the Allah's action in the certain frame. You can't put the Allah's act in the border and border it. They say, for instance, in this verse of Holy Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, قَالَ رَبَّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي آخِرٌ قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء. He said, I'm old man. How is possible for me to have son? My Lord, how shall I have a son while old age has overtaken me? And my wife also. She's an old woman. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, so it is that Allah does whatever He wishes. Whatever He wishes. Look at the whatever. What is the meaning of whatever? Whatever is not only the certain action. Whatever, everything, Allah will do it. In another chapter, in chapter Surah Al-Hajj, verse 14. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, indeed, Allah does whatever He desires. Whatever He desires, He will do it. So there is no limitation for His will. There is no limitation in His desires. There is no any barrier for His wishes. He will do whatever He wants to do. Even in this verse of Holy Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبَعَ دِينَكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. The guidance, exactly, is guidance of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. أَنْ يُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيتُمْ. Up to here, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَك وَتَعَالَى. Exactly. They say, indeed, all grace is in Allah's hand. All grace is in Allah's hand. يُعْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He will give to whomsoever He wants. يُعْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He will give to whomsoever. I don't know, I told you or not. When Sayyida Zainab Salamullah alayha went to Damascus, Sham, in the station of Yazid, in the castle of Yazid, and the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was there, Yazid addressed the people and he said, this man, and he was pointed to the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this man didn't recite this verse of Holy Quran in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء تعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير. Said Allah تبارك وتعالى will give kingdom, authority to whomsoever He wishes. So now Allah تبارك وتعالى gave it to me. He didn't give it to this man. But he wanted to take it off from me, and he couldn't. This is his end. According to verses of Holy Quran. He was proving his idea, his concept, by verses of Holy Quran. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. All grace is in Allah's hand. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will give it to whomsoever He wants or He wishes. In another verse of Holy Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 284, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَظِّمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. And whatever you disclose, what is in your heart or hide it, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bring you to account for it. Then He will forgive whomsoever He wishes. He will forgive. Here they say, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala didn't say He will forgive good people. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive whomsoever He wishes and punish whomsoever He wishes. And Allah has power over all things. In another verse, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنْ chapter and وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِنَا صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْهُ وَمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يَشَاءُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ سوري مَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلْهُ وَمَنْ يَشَاءُ يَجْعَلْهُ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ الله تبارك وتعالى الله ليس أستري هم سوئوا ديوش and whomsoever he wished he put him on a straight and right path. Even concerning, they say, concerning the management of the whole the world, Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he wants or he wishes, he can bring some other people and replace it by you. And yasha, yudhibkum, if he wishes, he will take you off. He wishes, if he wishes, he will take you away, O mankind, and bring order in your place. So, because Allah has power over everything to do it. However, according to these verses of Holy Quran, this is two types. The first one, Allah is more powerful. This is one. Second type is that Allah will do whatever He wishes. There is another type of verses of Holy Quran which Allah says, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not questioned. He is not questioned concerning what He does, but they are questioned. You will question what you will do or what you have done, but never Allah will question. They say, why? We say Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is not questioned concerning what He does. They brought these three types of verses of Holy Quran and they wanted to benefit from it, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, maybe He will send us to hell. He will send us to fire. Maybe He will send us to paradise, the paradise. We don't know what Allah will do to us. This is one concept and misunderstanding. But we will do our good and we'll do good action, and we must fulfill our responsibility and our duty. But what will happen to us, we don't know. This is one concept which the Bani Umayyah, they were sparing and sharing to other people this idea. And they were saying, yes, this is the concept of Islam according to the verses of the Quran. But I want to say this concept completely is wrong. We cannot accept it. When we say to our dua and to our supplication that, oh my God, I'm standing before you and do whatever you want to do, there is another meaning for this type of phrase and this type of supplication and dua. But let's go back to the verses of Holy Quran, and after that we'll go back to the dua to find out what we want from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and what we mean by this phrase. Exactly when we say Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will do whatever He wishes. Yes, He will do whatever He wishes. But we should not forget, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is wise. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is wise. He has wisdom. So He will not do whatever is opposite and contrary to the wisdom. His wisdom prevents Him to do wrong action. And He will not do wrong action. By this, we don't want to limit the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No, this thing never can be object of the Allah's action. For instance, if you say, can Allah create something like Himself? If you say yes, this means we have two gods. If you say no, this means Allah doesn't have power. Did you get me? Can Allah put or create a stone which He cannot carry because of its heaviness? If you say He can create, so or how He can take it off, how He can lift it. If you say He can't create, this means Allah doesn't have power. We want to say your question is wrong. The question is not correct. Here also is the same. Yes, Allah will do whatever He wishes to do, but never the bad thing is object of Allah's action. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He will do whatever He wishes, but whatever is good, He will do it. The good action, He will do it. Sending, for instance, Shem or Yazid to the paradise exactly is bad thing. So Allah never do it. Sending the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam to the hell or to the fire is bad. So never Allah will do it. Allah will send all followers of Imam Ali, all Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam, He will send them to the paradise. Because you know the paradise is very big. Even it's bigger than hell, isn't it? So who wants to go there? We must go. Otherwise nobody will dare. And you know, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ الشَّيْطَانِ. What is the population of the world? 4 billion, isn't it? Huh? 6.5. How many are good? 1 billion. So 5 billion, they want to go to hell, which is very small, and the paradise is big. What Allah wants to do? He never sent us to have a paradise. Otherwise nobody goes there. He created for Him. Even we have hadith. It's some people. If there is nobody to make mistake, to commit the sin, I will create some people who are committing sin, and I will forgive them. Because every attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has its manifestation. One attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghaffar, is Ghafoor. He must speak. He will forgive. If we don't have any sleep. So, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not forgive, where is the manifestation of an evidence of this attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Isn't it? So you say this man is knowledgeable man. And keep quiet. How I can know he's knowledgeable? I must see. Isn't it? He must do something, he must say something. So one attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghaffar. He must forgive. Because of that we have hadith that if some son of Adam don't commit sin, if there is no sinner, Allah will create some people who are committing sin. Because He wants to show to us the manifestation of this attribute. He will forgive us. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has wisdom. So according to His wisdom, He will do whatever He wants to do. Now, only we want to talk about this question. This verse of Holy Quran which Allah says, لا يسألو عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Never Allah questioned concerning his action, but all the people will question about their action. What is the meaning of this? Some said because Allah will have more power and nobody can ask Allah because of his authority, because of his kingdom, because nobody can go to Allah and ask him why. Is it like chief, like president? You can't ask him. Is it like that? Oh no, there is something else. The question of in three types. We have three types of questions. Sometimes we ask something because we want to know. This is called question of al-isti'lam. Isti'lam means to get knowledge, ilm. Like this verse of Holy Quran. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Ask those who know. Why? Because to get knowledge. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Ask him to become knowledgeable man. Ask those people who know, because you know about this issue. This is one question. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse says Allah never will question, he means this type of question? No. Exactly, it's not that one. Sometimes we ask because we want to get something. We want to get something. Like this verse of Holy Quran. فَاسْأَلُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى from His grace, from His mercy. It means you question Allah. So when we ask in this verse, Allah says لا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ مَا يَفْعَلْ. Never Allah will question. It doesn't mean no, don't ask Allah تبارك وتعالى. This is second type of question. The third type of question is question of warning. Sometimes your child, your son, will do wrong. Ask him, why did you do that? Ask him. You don't want to ask him something to give to you. You don't want to ask him to know something, because you know already what he has done. But only you want to warn him. Isn't it? This is one type of question. Okay, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he says, وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ. Never Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will question. He is not questioned concerning what he does. Allah means this type of question. You can't warn Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why you have done such? Why you didn't give me? Why you can't ask him? Because. Please, when I can warn you, I can take you, I can question you, this type of question, when I have right over you, isn't it? I'm your staff. I came late. Why did you come late? Why you didn't do such? Why you have gone early? Because you have right over me. Isn't it? Because you pay to me. I'm your employer, and your staff. So you're asking me. I'm student. Why you came late? Don't repeat it. Don't come late. Why you didn't write your homework, your coursework? Because I have right over you to ask you. And you will ask your son, your children, you will ask your brother, you will ask your partner, because you have right over him. Because we, in our society, in our community, we work together in this world. We are working together. So everybody has right over anybody else. Isn't it? Even in the street, in the road, I have right over some other people as well as they have right over me. That concerns Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our relationship is not like relationship between us. So we don't have any right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Since we don't have any right over Him, we can't ask Him. Can we ask Him? Can't ask Him. Because we don't have any right over Him. Whatever He gives to us, He gives to us from His grace, from His mercy. So we don't have any right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there is a question. We have some dua and we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh Ya Allah, I swear you by the right of the Prophet of Islam upon you to forgive me. As'aluka bihaqq Muhammadin alayk. Oh my God, as'aluka, I seek you because the right of the Prophet on you, the haq right, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayka, over you, upon you, to give me so and so. As'aluka bihaq aliyyin wa fatima wal hasan wal husayn. We have such dua, isn't it? So because of that, some scholars, like the author of Tafsir al-Midar, Tantawi, says this is wrong. This is wrong. We don't have, nobody has any right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even the prophets. What the Shia says is wrong. Because we have in some of our dua. And he says, according to this verse of Holy Quran, La yus'ala amma yaf'al. Because nobody has any right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, he attacked Shia and he said, they are doing wrong in their dua, in their supplication. But, he forgot everything. Look at the Holy Quran. Yes. Nobody has any right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if Allah gave to some people right, how is it? There are a lot of verses in Holy Quran tabaraka wa ta'ala, in Holy Quran, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned that He gave right to some people. He Himself gave to them this right. So if they have this type of right, so we can ask because of their right over you. Look at this verse of Holy Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is right for mu'mineen over me, upon me, to support them, to help them. In another word of Holy Quran, Allah says, وَكَتَبَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He wrote up on his soul, الرَّحْمَةِ, his mercy, to forgive all followers and all Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ وَعَدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will buy from mu'mineen, from the believers, their soul. This is, and He will do to them so and so and so. This is right. This is their right over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are a lot of verses. So, we can say, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to them this right, so there is no problem to say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to them right, and because of that right which Allah gave to them, we will ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, in this phrase of dua and munajat sha'baniya, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh Almighty God, I'm coming to you. And I'm standing before you. You do to me whatever you want. Do to me whatever you want. I'm ready. Either to send me to hell or send me to the paradise. But I'm sure you will not send me to the hell. You will not send me to the fire. Why? Because you are wise. Because I'm seeking you and I'm asking you by your mercy, by your grace. Once they wanted to kill 16 people, they captured them during the Hajjaj's time. Without any, they were innocent people. They have done nothing. They captured them. So they wanted to kill them. He asked to kill all, to be killed all of them. They killed the first one, second one, up to 15. When they wanted to kill the last one, it was the time of the prayer. He gave this man to the guard to take him away. And they went to for their prayer. Following them when they came. And they said, following them will come to kill him. The man, this innocent man, went to the guard and he asked him, please, you know, I have done nothing. My family don't know anything about me. Let me go back to my house and I will see him and I will promise you I will come back. He said, you will promise me that you will come back? He said, yes, I will come back. He went. After some minutes, he realized what he had done, the guard. Oh, maybe he will not come back. Maybe he will not come back. What I can do? Tomorrow, they will kill me instead of him. But tomorrow in the early morning, he saw somebody knocking the door. When he opened the door, he found out the man came back. He said, exactly, you are my man. Because I released you. How he came back? He said, because I promised you. And I knew, I'm an innocent man. And you are also innocent. But they wanted to kill me. I came back. He said, I surprised from this man and his dignity. I went to the governor and judge and I informed him concerning the situation. He said, no, we will not kill him. We will release him. I came to him and I wanted to give him this good news. Only he was hearing from me and he had done nothing. We went together to the judge. And the judge said, okay, you came back. Said, yes, I came back. Okay, now, because of your dignity, because you are a good man, we will release you. Go back to your house. He left me without any thanking. I said, exactly, this is madman. How? I tried and I released him, but he didn't thank me. He left to his house. Following day, in the early morning, I saw that somebody is knocking my door. When I opened the door, I find this man came back. Oh, why you are here? I said, I came here to thank you. How? Today? Yesterday, I released you. Today you are coming to thank me. Exactly, you are a madman. No doubt about it. Why? Because two days ago, I opened the door and gate for you. You have gone, but you came back. Although you didn't know, they will not kill you. And you came back. Yesterday I tried and to free you. I freed you, but now today you are coming to thank me. I said, yes. Allah exactly freed me. Allah released me. You don't have any power to do anything to me. If Allah wanted me to be alive, and all the people and mankind in the world gathered to kill me, they couldn't do anything. And if Allah Ta'ala wanted me to be killed, if all the people in the world gathered to keep me, what? They can't do anything. Now, all doctors are coming together to keep for sense, discourage them. But they can't do anything. And they want to kill somebody, while Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't want, they can. Said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, exactly the cause of my freedom, of my relief. Yes. Yesterday I went to thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and I have done. But everything, whatever Allah will do it in this world, will do it by means. You were my means. You could try and you report to the judge and release me. So I came today to thank you also. Now we say, oh my God, you have power to do whatever you do. And the same dua we say, oh my God, if you raise me, nobody can bring me down. And if you want to bring me down, nobody can bring me. Because nobody has any power over you. You are who can do everything and whatever you want to do. Now, if we could understand exactly, everything in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, never we are free of anything. And never we seek anything from anybody. When they wanted, Jibril was asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, why you choose Ibrahim as your friend? Because the title of Ibrahim is Khalil. Allah wanted to show to Jibreel why. When they brought fire and firewood, it was plenty of fire. They threw Ibrahim alayhi salam to the fire. Jibreel came and he took him. They asked him, do you need my help? Do you need any help? Said, to you, no. But to Allah, yes. Said, oh, if I leave you, you will go down in the fire. Said, okay. If although I'm in the fire, if Allah wants to keep me, He can keep me. We must rely on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I remember once I told you when Yusuf alayhi salam was in the prison and two people saw in their dream so and so. They came to him following day and they told Yusuf alayhi salam, oh Yusuf, I saw in my dream that there are some bread in my head. and the birds are coming and taking it, taking away. I said, tomorrow they will hunt you. I said, oh, they will hunt me. Yes. The second man told Yusuf alayhi salam that I saw any I'm drinking, giving water or wine to the king. He said, okay, you will be, you will give him wine and drink to the king. Following day, the soldiers have come, they came to the prison, and they took the first man to hang him, and the second one to the king. Yusuf told this second man, and he told him, because call me in the Arabic. When you will go to your boss, remember me in front of him. Tell him, I'm innocent. I have done nothing. Because of nothing, I'm here. He left. Jibril at that time came to him. And he told him, oh, Yusuf, look at the earth. What do you see? He said, I see the seven earths. It has been open. Look at it. Exactly. Carefully, what do you see? Yusuf told him, I see a stone in the end of seven earth. Said, okay, look at that stone. Jibril alayhi salam opened that stone. Look at it, what is it? So I saw a worm on it. Okay, what is doing? He's eating a leaf of tree. Jibril told him, O Yusuf, your God, your Lord, in the seven earth or seven layers of the earth, between the stone, will not forget a word. Is it word? Yes? A word. And he feeds him. How he will forget you? How he will forget you? Why you ask this man to remember you before his boss? Why you didn't ask your Lord? Why you didn't ask your God? So, because of that, 7 years you must be here. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to present us because of forgetting our Lord, how many years must be in this prison? I think all our life, every time, every night, every day, everything is in hand. أَذِمَّةُ الْأُمُورِ قُرَّمْ بِيَدِهِ وَالْكُلُّ مُسْتَنِدَّةٌ مِنْ مَدَدِهِ. Everything is in hand. Even in holy, in our prayer, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. وَاحْذَرْ لَدَى التَّخْصِيصِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ شِرْبًا وَشِرْكًا وَاتِّبَاعَ الْآلِهَةِ. تَلْهَجُ فِي إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ وَأَنْتَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَسْتَعِينُ. This points from Sayyid Bahr al-Ulum. He says, in your prayer you say, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, only I seek help from you, while you are seeking help from others. You are seeking help from others. You want everything from other people. According to some riwayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, even the salt of your food you must seek it from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't go anywhere. Wassalamu alaikum.
Even when he was with Zuleika, he didn't forget Allah. How can we forget Allah here?
Sometime will happen. Yes, sometime will happen. This is not exactly sin, we know, according to our idea. All the prophets are infallible. They will not commit any sin. But sometimes they will do some talke awla. They will do something which, if they don't do it, is better. And as we know, the level and station of the prophets are not the same. Some of them have higher level, and some of them, their level in perfection is lower than others, isn't it? So this depends on their remembering of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So sometime will happen. Sometime will happen. Because of that, exactly, the station of Yusuf alayhi salam in perfection is not like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because of that.
You mentioned the dream of the friends of Yusuf alayhi salam in the dungeon, in the jail. You mentioned that he had to do it.
Yes.
How did that relate to being hanged?
Actually, this is the knowledge of dream, because he has this type of knowledge. I don't know how, but because he realized that if, for instance, the birds are coming and you have a plate or something in your head and you are carrying the bread, so this means such and such. I remember some years ago, one of my friends saw in his dream that his father did accident and fell down and passed away. Following day, his father actually wasn't in his house. He was worried a lot about his father. Oh, what will happen to my father? I like him, and so and so. And he went to a man who could say about the dream. He said, oh, I saw this dream. But you know, he was crying. That man said, no, this is a very good dream. This year, your father will go to Hajj. No! Because we must register our name 3-4 years ago in Al-Shon in Iran. And he didn't register his name, this is first. Secondly, he's not ready. And now, some people have gone to Mecca. So he doesn't have any chance to go. I was there. The man said, I don't know. But this is the dream of you. If this is your dream, the man who was killed through accident will go to Hajj. How is possible? I want to go tomorrow to Hajj. So because of this dream, I didn't want to go. Exactly, the man couldn't go to Hajj. This man. Because he owned some people, and they came to him and they said, we don't allow you to go to Hajj. They prevented him going out from the country. He doesn't have any chance to give this ticket to anybody else than his father or his nearest to him. His children were already young, they couldn't go. So he gave it to his father and his father has gone. That's not how the accident for a son showed to go to Hajj, I don't know.
You mentioned that the Allah is all powerful and he can do whatever he wants to do, and we rely on that assurance that he can do whatever he wants to do. And on the other hand, we hear this that you make your effort to achieve whatever you want to achieve, whatever you. And the first thing, one of the things is that you do whatever you are supposed to do and then you make dua also. Part of the one is that you rely on him, and reliance on that part that whatever he wants to do, he will do. And it will end in Goa, accompanied with the effort. How can we balance this, that where we say, okay, this is my effort, again, depending on Allah. Where is the effort, and then where is the dependence? How can we balance this between the effort, our effort, and then the reliance on Allah?
Actually, we must know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put a lot of causes in this world. Without cause, you can't achieve any effect, isn't it? For example, you sit down and you pray for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah give me, give me, give me, give me. And you sit in your house. Allah never give you. He put some cause for achieving and getting money, isn't it? You need to do your effort. And we have من الحركة ومن الله البركة. From us is movement. From Allah is البركة. So we should do our effort. Because Allah is wise. Never He will give to this man, and this man said, this man sitting in his house, and this man goes every in the early morning to the another town for working. So He will give to this man, and He will not give to that man, because he doesn't have any effort. But at the same time, we must know. We do our effort, we do, but if there is no blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't achieve anything. If there is no barakah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't achieve anything. There is a very wonderful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, Araftullah بفسخ العزائم ونقض الهمم. I knew Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by two things. The فسخ العزائم ونقض الهمم. The same, I'm actually saying. Whenever I decided to do something, but I couldn't do. Sometimes I decided to don't do something, and it happened. I understood that there is some another hand from unseen place is controlling something. Yes. You will do a lot of effort to achieve something, but you can't. Sometimes you don't know. Will happen something to in your thought. You can't reach to your target. Whatever you do. You will arrange everything, but maybe your computer fell down. You will arrange something, but maybe you forget to take something with you. Although there is no, sometimes we understand there is unseen hand in our life. We must do our effort, but we must get the blessing from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Without blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't achieve our target. Also, please, we know, everybody knows. Having a lot of property, having a large number of in our account, 2 billion, 3 billion, will not bring to us comfortable, isn't it? Although to be relaxed by grace of Allah, by grace of Allah, by blessing of Allah, this is something else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.